the Senate Health Policy Committee narrowly advanced the parental consent measure on a 5-4 party-line vote. Tempers ran hot as pro-abortion and anti-abortion advocates clashed outside the committee room.
You want your 30 pieces of silver now? You're a baby killer.
I tell you, this is an egregious offense against God Almighty, and it is an offense against our...
Lakeland Republican Senator Kelly Stargell is the bill's sponsor.
This bill protects minor girls who are pregnant or considering an abortion by involving at least one of their parents or legal guardians in the decision-making process. The bill further provides for a judicial waiver process for minors under certain circumstances, such as abuse, or when obtaining the parental consent is not in the best interest of the child.
Florida currently has a parental notification requirement for minors seeking an abortion. This measure expands that provision to include parental approval. Only one parent or legal guardian needs to consent, and minors can get a court waiver in limited circumstances. That's if the judge finds the minor is, quote, sufficiently mature or in certain dangerous situations like abuse. But Plantation Democratic Senator Lauren Book says the current judicial waiver system for parental notification isn't even working like it should.
I started calling through several clerk of courts just to see, did they know? Because this is a current process that exists right now. And at least 5 or 6 had no idea what I was talking about when I called.
Amanda Bennett is a case manager for Jane's Due Process in Texas. She says there are cases where a child's guardian isn't their legal guardian.
Hundreds of the young women I work with went to the clinic with grandparents or aunts who they had lived with for years, but who had never gone through the expensive court process to get legal guardianship papers. Despite having loving, supportive families, they had to delay their abortions and experience the anxiety and terror of a judicial waiver.
Opponents also worry about cases where a child's parents are divorced and one parent consents, but the other doesn't. The state Supreme Court ruled a 1984 parental consent measure unconstitutional, in part because the bill didn't have a judicial waiver provision. The court struck down another attempt in 1994. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of abortions in Roe v. Wade, citing the Fourth Amendment's right to privacy, and Florida has an expanded right to privacy under the state constitution. That's along with judicial precedent set by the state's high court, which says restrictions on abortions must advance a compelling state interest, and they must be done in the least intrusive means necessary. That's not the case in this bill, according to the committee's Democrats.
We're unnecessarily and unconstitutionally interfering in one of the most personal and life-changing decisions one can ever make without knowing anything of the circumstances that have brought them to this moment in their lives.
That's Boynton Beach Democratic Senator Lori Berman. Democrats have also suggested the Republican-controlled legislature is pushing through the new abortion restrictions to test the state's Supreme Court. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis appointed 3 new justices earlier this year, drastically shifting the court to the right. Senator Stargell says that's not so.
No, many of the things that the courts addressed was regarding the judicial bypass portion of the bill. We have extensively changed that portion from what was the bill before, so this is a very different process than what was before the courts at that time.
Proponents of the bill argue traditional family dynamics are under attack. They say it's necessary to preserve the rights of parents. Here's Lady Lake Republican Senator Dennis Baxley.
I cannot imagine a situation where my children would have no say in what happens with their minor children. That's just a basic construct. I can't. The school cannot give them an aspirin, but someone can take them as a minor child to make a decision that is an invasive surgical procedure.
Those sentiments were echoed by Stargell.
I think it's a fundamental right to have parents involved with the relationship with their child. I think that parental rights is vitally important.
But Senator Book is pushing back.
We're asking a judge to decide if someone is mentally capable of having a child. If that individual is not, then we're sentencing children to have children against their will.
The House version of the bill has one more stop before the floor. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.